Surrender means, you know, allowing ourselves to be engaged. Now why, if somebody engages me in Krishna consciousness, why should I consider that to be exploitation? Or even if somebody exploits, right, then there are two considerations. One should realize that why should I be exploited, and he uses his intelligence and doesn't allow that to happen. The other consideration is, like if he's more advanced, then you know what we'll do? It's okay, let him exploit me. After all, I have come to become exploited by Krishna, and here is Krishna's representative who is exploiting me, and Krishna is seeing me from within my heart, my attitude, and he will reward me, he will recognize me. It, as I mentioned, like it will depend upon the degree of your advancement. A less advanced devotee will use his intelligence and try not to be exploited. That's fine also. I mean, if it is real exploitation. But a more advanced devotee will allow himself to be exploited even more, thinking that this is Krishna who is testing me. Right? So it's a matter of degree of our advancement. I mean, I'm not saying that one should artificially try to, you know, act like a more advanced devotee when he or she is not. Act from the platform where one is in. Like if you feel that being exploited is hurting you and hurting your faith in Krishna consciousness, then yes, don't allow yourself to be exploited. Use your intelligence. But if you are advanced enough, when you are thinking that, well, I am solely surrendered to Krishna, let Krishna decide what he wants to do with me. And after all, what am I losing? Everything belongs to Krishna, and if Krishna is taking everything away from me, I mean, what's the harm? Let Krishna take everything, let Krishna even take myself. Yeah, so there is a difference. One is me being exploited, and when Krishna's property is being usurped. Right, this is Krishna's property, this is Krishna consciousness movement. When it comes to protecting Krishna consciousness movement, I will fight like Hanuman.